All over the world, we're seeing a wave of closures, schools, businesses, factories, and calls for social distancing over the coronavirus. But there are some especially worrying exceptions. Immigration detention centers here in the U.S., for one, they're still operating and were already crowded. Immigrant advocates are calling on authorities to release at least the most vulnerable detainees for health safety reasons. The World's Monica Campbell explains.
So there are nearly 40,000 immigrants at detention centers across the United States. They could easily be confused with a prison. Movement is restricted. There are cells or maybe large dorm-style rooms with people in bunk beds. And you also have families in detention. One key difference that I'd like to point out is that people are in detention not because of criminal convictions. They are in detention centers because they're going through immigration proceedings, so civil detention.
Right. What are the concerns about conditions in these facilities when it comes to COVID-19?
Well, the real fears are that the virus could spread quickly in these densely populated facilities. There are some cases of staff members and detained immigrants being tested. Results are not in. There's particular concern at a large detention center in Tacoma, Washington, near Seattle. And about 900 immigrants are currently detained there now. And I spoke with Matt Adams. He's the legal director at the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. His team is fighting to get at least 9 medically vulnerable detainees out.
They are frankly terrified. They know that they're penned up, that there's nothing they can do, that they can't take the measures that everyone else in the country, and in fact, everyone else in the world, is being told that they need to take, and that is to isolate themselves, to distance themselves from other people.
And one of the plaintiffs is Kelvin Melgar Alas. He is a 40-year-old citizen of El Salvador, and he's been hospitalized multiple times for pneumonia while detained. So his health is fragile.
He's in a group setting, a pod. They're all sleeping, in bunk beds in the same pod area. The detention facilities are simply not equipped to keep dozens of people in isolation.
Do detention centers here in the States have medical clinics?
They do, but there are a number of pretty damning reports, including by government watchdogs as well, that medical treatment in these centers can be poor. There are a number of people who've died in detention or become seriously ill.
What about the continuing detention of migrants? I mean, one person with COVID-19 left unscreened and enters into the detention facility, you can imagine how quickly that would spread.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not left unscreened, according to ICE. Anybody new coming into the detention center being held in federal custody, they are being screened.
Gotcha. So Matt Adams, as we heard, is making the case to let some detainees out. What is the federal government's reasoning for not wanting to do that?
Well, immigration officials said in a statement that they take strict measures to keep the virus from spreading. They've also stopped social visits, but they haven't provided specifics about quarantine areas that have been set up within detention centers beyond solitary confinement cells or plans if an outbreak occurs.
And is that correct? Are there solitary confinement units being used for quarantine?
We don't know if solitary units are being used for quarantine.
If these people were let out, where would they go?
They have family in the United States. So advocates say let them out, be in safer settings, and they can be released, for example, with an ankle monitor to track their movements. So a number of people in detention centers nationwide have a home to go to.
Like so many things, though, these days, an unsettled and unsettling situation. The World's Monica Campbell, thank you very much.
You're welcome.